Jensen was first charged with using his state office to run political campaigns more than 7 years ago, and a Dane County jury found him guilty of felony counts back in 2006. The former Republican speaker won a retrial after an appeals court found the trial judge had given bad jury instructions and stifled Jensen on the witness stand. Normally, Jensen's retrial would be held where his trial was, but the legislature passed a law in 2007 saying that lawmakers charged with crimes related to their offices should be tried in their home counties. Jensen attorney Robert Friebert told justices that law applies here.
These cases should be tried where the defendant resides.
For Jensen, that would mean a jury pool from the Republican-friendly Waukesha County versus another jury from the Democratic stronghold of Dane County. But Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard told the court the new law only applies to cases initiated by the Government Accountability Board. Speaking to reporters after oral arguments, Blanchard noted that the board did not even exist when Jensen was charged and tried the first time around.
The legislature was really, in drafting this, was actually looking forward, not looking backwards, and that this case doesn't fall within that.
An appeals court sided with Blanchard back in January, but the final say rests with the six justices who heard this case. Justice David Prosser, who served with Jensen in the legislature and was a character witness in his first trial, set out this case. Jensen was one of four former high-ranking lawmakers charged in the legislative caucus scandal, but he was the only one to fight his case all the way to a trial. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.